50 minutes after 7 on CBC Radio 1 990. 15 degrees in downtown Winnipeg, 14 at the airport, heading for a high of 23 today. And we wondered if there was more to the idea of the August office phenomenon. And then we hunted around and we came across this article called Working Wisdom. And it's full of tips to help workers get through the month of August. Nina Spencer is the person behind Working Wisdom. She's a motivational speaker and an office workshop facilitator from Toronto. And she's been speaking to and about workplaces for more than 20 years. It's August and things are a little quiet in her office. So she's got a little time to speak with us. Hello there, Nina Spencer.
Good morning, Terry, and welcome back.
Well, thanks. Back to a rather quiet office, I have to say.
Well, just for the time being, yes, it will get busy enough as the days and weeks go by into the winter.
Now, you've heard what our office workers had to say about how tough it is to stay motivated at work this month. Is this just a Winnipeg thing, or does it happen in other places as well?
Absolutely not. I would suspect even more than just Canada-wide. It may even be North America-wide, or who knows, Western, worldwide, nationwide, global. It's definitely true that at least in the northern hemisphere, by the time we get to August, those dog days of summer are upon us, and we've just passed the Ides of August as well. So what used to be new is kind of getting a little old, and I'd say the vast majority of people have probably taken their vacations, and it's just a memory at this point. Isn't that true? There's only one or two people left, and especially if you have a family, you're probably already thinking September, all of the commercials on radio.
And all the flyers were in the papers this weekend for back-to-school stuff.
Back to school. So we're always, it's chronically part of our workplace mentality to be thinking 2, 3, 4 weeks or even months ahead of time. I've just booked engagements for December 2005. So all of us are always thinking in advance. And that makes us think that summer's over. But I've just counted out on the calendar, Terry, there's still 37 days of summer. So there are ways, indeed there are, to make some fun. Even if you are out of vacation mode technically, you can still have a little bit of vacation mode and still be productive in terms of spirit in the workplace.
So what do you suggest?
Well, there's a few things that, as you pointed out in my articles online, but the ones that are most popular and that I get feedback on that people say were great fun to do at the work, here's a few suggestions. Scattering a few disposable cameras around the office, at least for those people who are still there, and ask them to take pictures, impromptu pictures. Keep it clean, right? We don't want anything we're not supposed to have there. But take impromptu pictures of colleagues around the office, especially if you have some special workplace occasions still left, one or two of them. Make a collage of them afterwards. Honor them, frame them, put them up, and then you can enjoy the end of summer, all the rest of the autumn and the winter to follow. Another idea, here's one that works terrifically well. I know for you, you're already getting out of bed early, but for regular people who are getting out of bed and going off to work by 8 or 8:30, get out of bed an hour early. Enjoy a leisurely approach to going to work as opposed to a crazed, mad, rushed approach. Get a garden swing. If you've never bought a garden swing or balcony swing, have a swing. Have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, read the newspaper, or just relax before you have to go to work.
So at least some ideas to make you feel like, as if you're still able to savor the great things about your vacation but still be back at work to kind of
Absolutely.
Ease the transition?
You know, here's another one, Terry, that's worked terrifically well with clients through the years. An ice cream day. A couple of summers ago, I just happened coincidentally to be doing a keynote presentation at the same time when this client was holding an ice cream day. And we came out of the conference, and in their big grand foyer, there was a Dixieland band playing, and they had hired the local ice cream company to bring about 6 or 7 different drums of ice cream, and they put it in a booth with a candy striped top, and the man was in full paraphernalia, red and white striped, and it was free ice cream for all the employees. Now, that's a nice, cheap trick for an employer to do for their staff, and the staff love it. They look forward to it every year, and they think that they work for a terrific employer, and in the scheme of things, this is a relatively inexpensive thing to do.
What about for those, though, who are still on vacation but can't quite go fully on vacation? They check their email when they're out of the office and that kind of thing. I was doing that myself over the last couple of weeks. Am I a bit of a loser for doing that?
Slap that wrist of yours. Bad boy, bad boy. Yeah, I hear it has a name now, SAO, right? The Summer Office the summer office workplace syndrome, that the people can't leave even if they're on vacation. Well, obviously, if you can force yourself to apply that, I'm 1,000 miles away from home and I'm 1,000 miles away from an electrical outlet, that would certainly help. This is the philosophy I work with, and I certainly mean it in the best of ways, that even if you are terrific and people love you, they love listening to your show, everybody around you thinks you're terrific in the workplace, don't they, Terry?
I hope so.
Of course they do. If it was your time and you had to leave this world, leave this earth plane, you would be lost and it would be sad and people would maybe go slower or be a little bit confused about what to do for 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, but they'd be looking for your replacement. Even the best of employers and the finest of employees sometimes part company, and they'd be looking for your replacement. So no matter how busy you are, no matter how important your position is, or no matter how humble, give it up, leave the office, and take a vacation. Promise yourself not to call in. You know, they'll work it out. They'll figure it out. And they really do know how to get in touch with you if it's a dire emergency.
Well, thanks for getting in touch with us about this. Appreciate it, Nina.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
That's Nina Spencer. She's a keynote speaker and an office workshop facilitator from Toronto. If you want her tips, more of her tips on summer workplace survival, you can check out her website. That's ninaspencer.com.